passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Brad Bell doesn't think twice when you ask him why anyone would climb a rock.
Why would somebody want to climb? Because it's there.
The Austin resident teaches the sport of rock climbing. He says although you don't need rock-hard abs to climb, before you attempt this sport, a little weight training may be the first order.
Upper body strength is good, and leg strength is even more of a plus.
There you go. Now push with your hand, and then move your hand up to the next one. There you go. Pull on up. Good.
And even though rock climbing offers climbers a feeling of solitude, it is critical, whether you're a novice or a seasoned climber, never go alone.
No, you should always have team partners when you go. You shouldn't ever do it alone. Because, of course, out there, you have to have a partner to help you belay and help you rappel down and help. There's all kinds of, basically, a team effort all the way up.
Four Texas state parks offer rock climbing: Enchanted Rock north of Fredericksburg, Waco Tanks just north of El Paso, Caprock Canyon southeast of Amarillo, and Lake Mineral Wells. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us. We record our series in Austin, Texas at the Production Block Studios, and Joel Block engineers our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.